to the UK now, and it has been a bad weekend for the UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and the Conservative Party, which he leads, and which have suffered heavy losses in England's local elections. The Conservatives have lost over 470 seats, almost half their total seat numbers. There have been gains for Labour, the Lib Dems, the Greens, Independents and smaller parties. Speaking on the BBC this morning, former Home Secretary Suella Braverman had this message for the Prime Minister.
Rishi Sunak has been leading us for about 18 months. He's been making these decisions. These are the consequences of those decisions. He needs to own this and therefore he needs to fix it.
He needs to fix it. That was Suella Braverman's comment speaking on the BBC this morning. Let's get some analysis now and talk to Dr. Catherine Simpson, Associate Professor of Politics at Keele University in the UK. Dr. Simpson, welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us. Can you put these results into context for us? How bad a weekend was it for the Prime Minister and his party?
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, I think one of the things that, you know, looking at the whole weekend is that you've had a series of local council elections, you've had mayoral elections, and one of the things that hasn't maybe had as much traction as it perhaps should have was the by-election in Blackpool South. But, you know, even looking at all three of those, the picture is pretty bleak for the Conservative Party. As you said at the very beginning, they've lost over 470 councillors. That's just under half of the seats that they were defending. And they also lost control of 10 councils, in particular Basildon and Essex. And that kind of area is real iconic status for the Conservative Party. It was won under Margaret Thatcher when the Tories were really trying to kind of capture those working class areas that traditionally voted for Labour. There doesn't seem to be kind of any attack on Rishi Sunak's leadership for the moment. I think, you know, as the clip you played at the very beginning as well, the knives are definitely out kind of for saying that the Conservative Party needs to really kind of own these election results and change course. But I don't anticipate an election earlier than kind of the late autumn okay. at present.
And for the Labour Party, Catherine, it regained some of the ground that it had lost to the Tories after Brexit. Where were the most significant gains for them?
Yeah, so Labour gained more than 180 seats and they took control of 8 councils, and they've done really, really well in the types of areas that they would need to win in a general election. So these are areas like Swindon, Redditch, Milton Keynes, Nuneaton, what we kind of refer to as bellwether seats. And they're really having kind of big majorities that they haven't really seen since the 1990s. So the Labour strategy of the get out the vote seems to be working. But I think there is a caveat to this. You know, Labour have suffered some heavy losses as well. And in wards in particular, with a large number of Muslim voters. And I think this is a sign of the party's stance on the Israel-Gaza war. And it's obviously impacting those areas. So an example of this is that Labour lost Oldham Council. George Galloway's strongly pro-Palestinian Workers' Party won 4 seats, 2 in Rochdale, 1 in Calderdale and 1 in Manchester. And they actually ousted the Labour deputy leader of the council, Luthfer Rahman. So I think there are MPs, certainly within the Labour Party, people like Wes Streeting for the constituency of Ilford North and Jess Phillips in Birmingham Yardley, that will be concerned about the Labour Party stance on as I say, kind of Gaza and the impact that could potentially have on their constituency in any general election.
Back to the Conservatives, Catherine, and we heard Suella Braverman there calling on Rishi Sunak to own these results and fix them rather than calling for him to step aside or step down or for somebody new to come on board. If he is to try and fix them, what can he do?
It's a very difficult one. I mean, you know, the polls that we have seen over the course of the last couple of months are certainly kind of reflecting what, you know, what we've seen today. I think really they're going to be trying to focus on the positive stories, really. So the mayoral election of and the successful mayoral election of Ben Hooshin in Tees Valley, things like that. I mean, really, they're going to have to go back to basics and try and kind of capture you know, something really strong in order to kind of say gain traction. I also think you might see a greater emphasis on the Rwanda policy moving forward and how successful that will be. But as I said, I don't anticipate an early election or an election anytime soon. I still think it'll be end of autumn.
And you mentioned the Rwanda policy there. It's of interest, obviously, in this country, because the Irish government has said it is a factor in driving migrants, asylum seekers from the UK into Ireland. The Labour Party has said that it will scrap the Rwanda policy. How solid a promise is that if Labour gets into power? Or does it depend on what kind of a government they are able to form if they are in power after the next election?
I think this is a really, really interesting and quite difficult policy area for the Labour Party to navigate. And one of the interesting points I felt that came out today was from the Labour Party's Pat McFadden, who is essentially kind of the national campaign coordinator. And he said that, you know, the UK government currently are going to be probably successful in getting flights running to Rwanda. But he was very clear that it's not going to fix the issue of migration and it won't be value for money. That said, he said the Labour Party doesn't want to continue with the Rwanda policy, but he did say that if elected, he was very kind of clear that it wouldn't be scrapped. So I think the Labour Party are in this dynamic where they have to be very conscious about the need to get votes in the former Red Wall, so the northeast of England, the northwest, who voted for Brexit, who voted for the Conservatives in 2019 under that mantra of get Brexit done. They need to get those kind of constituencies in order to get a very clear majority. So this is going to be, I think, a difficult one for the Labour Party to navigate over the course of the next few months.
Dr. Catherine Simpson, Associate Professor of Politics at Keele University in the UK, thank you very much for speaking with us today.